In Britain, the latest revelations from WikiLeaks published in The Guardian newspaper embroil the royal family, and they include embarrassing assessments of Prime Minister David Cameron and his Chancellor George Osborne. Europe correspondent Emma Alberici.
The latest WikiLeaks release reveals what the US administration really thinks about Britain's special trade envoy, Prince Andrew, the Duke of York. Cables between Washington and London report that the prince launched a scathing attack on British anti-corruption investigators, journalists and the French during a, quote, astonishingly candid performance at an official engagement. The episode is said to have shocked a US diplomat. Tatiana Gavola, the US ambassador to Kyrgyzstan, recorded in a secret cable that the Duke of York spoke cockily at the lunch with British and Canadian business people, leading a discussion that, quote, verged on the rude. The Guardian newspaper reports that during the two-hour engagement in 2008, Prince Andrew attacked Britain's corruption investigators for what he called idiocy over their investigation into BAE Systems' notorious arms deal with Saudi Arabia. The Guardian is one of a handful of international newspapers given advance copies of the WikiLeaks documents. It states that Prince Andrew, the Queen's second son and the fourth in line to the British throne, insulted the United States during the lunch, telling those gathered that Americans were ignorant when it came to geography. Later in the cable, Ms. Gavola states that talk turned to allegations of corruption in the post-Soviet state. The prince's hosts mentioned that nothing gets done in Kyrgyzstan without paying the president's son, Maxim Bakiyev, his so-called cut. At this point, the Duke of York laughed uproariously, saying that all of this sounds exactly like France. Maxim Bakiyev is now exiled in the UK. Guardian editor David Lee has defended his decision to publish the latest revelations, stating that it's not the media's job to protect powerful people from embarrassment.
We didn't run anything past the government. We've certainly listened to what the United States government has said. They didn't have to say to us, please redact the names of informers, because we'd already decided to do that. That's the main point. We've been careful and responsible, we think, in taking out anything that could put lives at risk. Naturally, these governments don't like having their secrets spilled out, and they talk a lot about lives at risk and blood on their hands in a very loose way. None of this is true.
Among other missives from London is a cable in which the Bank of England Governor Mervyn King accuses Prime Minister David Cameron and Chancellor George Osborne of lacking depth. In a series of unflattering assessments of other European leaders, French President Nicolas Sarkozy is called thin-skinned and authoritarian. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is said to be increasingly dependent on his longtime Ukrainian nurse, whom the cables describe as a voluptuous blonde. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is dismissed as feckless, vain and ineffective as a modern European leader. Responding to the news overnight, Italy's foreign minister called the publication of the classified documents the September 11 of world diplomacy. This is Emma Alberici in London for AM.